Life Audio.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine. And today we have on a very special guest. Her name is Michelle, and she shares her story of how she came to know the Lord in high school and how that eventually shaped the faith of her family members, specifically her parents. And I think you're really going to enjoy this, especially if you have been praying for friends or loved ones. And you just, you know, maybe you're getting weary. Maybe you don't know how much longer you can or should pray. So I think you're really going to enjoy this. After a few words from our sponsors, please enjoy hearing from Michelle.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So, why don't you kick us off with sharing a little bit about how you first started identifying yourself as a Christian? Like, what did that look like for you?
Well, that was a long time ago now, but I was raised in a family that kind of professed Catholicism, but didn't really practice. So they sent me to catechism and all of that. So I did the whole First Communion and confirmation and all of that kind of thing. And so, but, you know, I had no family support with that, but I was interested for some reason, without anyone, you know, helping me along. I was still very interested in all things to do with God. So he must have, you know, kind of had his hand upon me early on. And so I went along, I did that. But then when I was about freshman year of high school, I met a family that went to a full gospel church and studied the Bible and did, you know, worship music and other worship activities and such. So since my family wasn't religious at all, they didn't really care if I followed the Catholic way or not. So it wasn't too big of a problem to kind of, you know, move on to something else. So I started going to church with them freshman year of high school, and I just loved it. So I kept going and studying the Bible, and I had a couple of older women in my life who were very influential, great mentors spiritually, and just always prayed with me and led me to the Lord. And so I just started professing Christianity then, and not just a religion, but, you know, a personal relationship. And I would say I, you know, I may have strayed a little bit, you know, during college or something, but I always kept the, you know, belief and the faith and everything going all the way into adulthood, with a few years here and there that I didn't really participate in studying or going to church and, you know, all of that. But once I came back, once I had a family and all, you know, I continue to study the Bible and
try to,
you know, live it out.
It was still important to you. Yeah. That's really cool. And how did your parents react? Like when you kind of started getting super involved with, I guess, Christianity. I don't know if that's different than Catholicism, but how did they react?
Yeah, we would say we were Christians, you know, all along, although my mom especially didn't practice. My dad was raised Catholic, and so he actively left the church. He just, I don't know if he had a bad experience. He never shared, if there was one thing that made him leave, but he left the faith and was not just like a non-believer, but he was a, I would say a God hater. He just hated all things religious or anything. So it's not like he cared that I left the Catholic Church, but he was a little bit suspicious that maybe I was, joining a cult or something, or I was, in the land of being a Jesus freak or something like that. And then my mom kind of helped that along because she didn't really care for it. And so she thought the biggest deal was that I left the Catholic Church, but later she came on board and, was fine with it. But I would say the first high school years, when none of my family, I have a brother and a sister too, so none of my family practiced any kind of faith. They thought I was a little weird. I was like,
Yeah.
kind of a Jesus freak and
Yeah, but that's really like brave of you to say, and not that you didn't care, but you were just kind of like, well, I see the benefits of the Lord and how his relationship is very real to me. And so, regardless of what my family thinks, I'm going to continue to do this. So, that's really cool.
Yeah, I guess I was. I mean, I never thought of it as brave, but I guess I was kind of a bold person. Growing up, I
Yeah.
just was like, whatever, I don't care what you think. I'm, and I really did believe it. I really did see the truth, and so I didn't care what
Yeah,
they
that's amazing. So,
said.
how, like, just as your life has kind of unfolded, has there been a particular season or event or time in your life where your faith was really deepened or changed in a way?
Yeah. Well, I would say, it's been a good growth and good progress from being a, 13, 14-year-old to adulthood. But one event that always sticks out in my mind that just solidifies things is that my dad did end up converting. He did end up becoming a believer, and it was so hard to believe that that could happen. And I didn't even have hope that it would happen. All my life growing up, I did pray for him, and I didn't want him to die suddenly because I knew he was a God hater, not just kind of one of those people who kind of knows it's all true and maybe would believe it, if it came down to it. He was not even close to that. He was just angry about, don't talk to me about that. And he was fine with me. He was very nice to me about it, but it was like, that's your thing. I want nothing to do with it. And then he had a medical emergency where his appendix ruptured, and he the poison, went all through his body, and he went septic, and he was in a coma for several weeks. And when he woke up, he described that he saw, kind of God chasing him, and he knew that he was not ready to die, and he was just struggling to get out of that so that he could embrace the Lord. And that was just so much more than what I could have ever imagined when I prayed. All the time that I prayed that he wouldn't die suddenly and he would have a chance that we would be able to talk and maybe he might become born again, or something like a deathbed conversion. But it was beyond that. It was a major conversion turnaround. And he lived for a couple of months after that, totally 100% changed. And talking about it all the time, and just, it just amazed me, and it amazed everybody, to think that my dad could, really change that much,
Wow. I mean, those are those types of stories where you look at it and you're like, only God. Like,
Exactly,
it,
yes.
there is no other explanation other than this was real and this
Yes.
happened.
Yes. I
Wow.
don't know if you've ever heard of Greg Boyd, but Greg Boyd wrote a few books and everything. And one time he spoke at our church and he said this phrase and it stuck in my mind, but he said, "Our lives should raise questions for which only Jesus is the answer." And I just apply it to that always because there's no other answer from that happening. It was beyond what I could have orchestrated myself and beyond my dream of his conversion. So
Yeah, well, I think that's such a cool story, and I'm glad you shared because I think a lot of us, myself included, have people that I'm praying for and that I would never expect everybody to have the faith that I have or believe the things I have. And I love people in my life that don't believe, and that's not going to change. I'm always going to love them,
Right.
but I still want them to know. I wish they knew what I know to be true of Jesus and God. And so I guess, like, what advice would you have for people who are in that position where they're still waiting on a loved one to have a change of heart or see God for who he is? I know you had mentioned you were praying, but what did that kind of look like for you? And do you have any advice for someone who might be in that boat right now?
Well, actually, my prayers have changed since then. I was, a young girl, and now I'm an old lady, but I think, I continued to pray, and I would say I had faith that God would, rescue him. But I didn't really pray with the authority that I would encourage people to use now, commanding the enemy to leave, and understanding that nothing can stop God's plan. So if God's plan is for this person to come to know him, nothing is going to get in the way. You just pray that that path is clear, and then also understand that it could take 30 years. I do have friends that I pray for too, and we've been friends for 30 years. So we don't know, our timing is just not the same. It's just not on the same plane as God's. So if it takes 30 years, don't get discouraged because, and now I'm studying the book of Genesis in my Bible study group. We're doing the precept study, the K. Arthur style and everything, and I really like it. And the things that the people way back then waited for, and they waited 25, 30 years or more before the promise of something happened. So just being reminded of that, that it's not in our time and it's not in our way, it may not even happen with us. I didn't talk my dad into converting. I didn't really even say anything to him. God used somebody else, and spoke with my dad and everything, someone he could relate to, and that worked. So he didn't even use me to do it, really. But that's okay.
Yeah, no, that is really great advice, and I had never thought, to actually pray away the enemy and pray with the authority. I think that's really powerful advice and words of wisdom because, I think sometimes I question, like, I've been praying this for so long. Am I like, do I really want to pray this again today? Like, I just feel like I keep repeating the same thing. And I, to your second point, yes, because waiting is part of the situation. God has times, or in his timing is perfect, and we don't know what that is. But I do think there is some wisdom in praying really specific, powerful prayers too, because I do think that that does make a difference.
and pray that other people are brought into that person's presence, or that they'll encounter certain experiences that will kind of make them think and turn
Yeah.
them around,
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. I think that will really help some people out there for sure. And just kind of as we wrap up, do you have any like favorite verses or things that you're learning lately that you would want to share with us?
Well, that situation, kind of, I always think of the verse in Ephesians, is it? I think I wrote it down, where God will do exceedingly more than we ask or pray. That was played out a number of times, but especially in that example. I would have been happy with a kind of a deathbed conversion that my dad just confessed, okay, I believe, I want to be saved, and I want to, be able to go to heaven. I would have been happy with that. I would have accepted that and praised God for it. But it was so much more. It was way beyond that. So that verse kind of, is illustrated perfectly that, God has a bigger plan than we could even imagine for ourselves, that we could even want. So I love that one. And then I also love in Isaiah, I think I wrote that down too. Isaiah 30, verse 21. I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, but God's talking to the Israelites, and he's saying, whether you turn to the left or right, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And so, in my study of Genesis, we're talking about how we're kind of adopted into the family of Abraham and into the family of the Israelites. So, I'm always kind of funny when people apply these verses to themselves when they were meant for someone like Jeremiah or, whatever. But I just ask that God would apply it to me. I'm an adopted, family. And I would love to hear a voice behind me saying, "This is the way, walk in it." I don't know what to do. I don't know, to go to the left or the right. I'm sort of indecisive about some things. So if I could just hear his voice behind me saying, "Go this way," I would love that. So I just ask that it applies to me.
That's so cool. I really like that. I don't know if I've heard that scripture in that way before. And so I think that's really cool to remember, like in those little moments or the big moments where we feel, like you said, very indecisive and crippled with like paralysis, like which way do I go? I don't know. That can be really stressful. And so just to remember that God's voice is available, all we have to do is ask and then open our ears to listen. That's good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I think this is gonna really relate to some people out there and hopefully give them that extra little push of faith to keep praying specifically and powerfully, and don't give up and trust that God has more, far more than we could imagine planned for us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode. As always, you can find us at sparklefaith.com or go to our Instagram at underscore sparklefaith underscore. You can also check out our sponsors, Life Audio, at lifeaudio.com or check them out at Life Audio. And you can find other podcasts just like this one. We will see you here next episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Katherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.